Teda Ard Vayigash 88. Okay, the difference between the two levels of Ava is the Ava Mesuteres and the Ava that comes through his veininess. Yosef is that Ava that comes from the essence, from the highest Arzuro, La Tzadik. That was the Ard that Hashem concealed on the first day and so on. So he says, 88. This light, Zodale Kurshbircha, begins at that new year. That he planted in Gan Eden, now they are high tzaddik Yogana de Ginsa. That he is the garden, the Notalai Ur. And he took that light, the Zodale Zriya de Kshait, and planted a planting of truth of a Galus, a Ginsa, the Leolabe Ganana. But not in the level of Galus. Okay, now he explains what that means. Gansav refers to the bringing of the kav and the chut. From Malchus Dayin Sof, Shureishes a kav atziyume nikra kol begin ginsa, which is the level of Malchus. Kabbalah 101. We know there was a symptom of Rishon. Tzimtzum Rishon was, before the Tzimtzum, there was infinite revelation of godliness that couldn't have created a world. So Hashem, see, look, he removed everything and we revealed what's called the Kav Chut. Kav is simply a line, which means that was the beginning of finite exist revelation in the world. No, it's all the way up there, spiritual, but it's the beginning of limitation of spirituality. And that's why worlds were able to become. And that kav, so to speak, which is from Malchus, comes all the way down to the lowest level of Malchus. That's basically what he's saying over here.
That's the only kav that we have. That's the kav we have in Gan Eden also.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's in, that's infinite. That's higher than, that's the, it's the world of Ak, Adam Kadmus, the first level after the Tzimtzum. Well, K'maymer, as I like the Chazal say, Ma ha-gan sarach la'adr la'hashkis ul'zamer. Just like a garden needs to prune it, to plow it, to water it. Sh'aveda sabirurim. She'ezeh nasay de yesev atzadik. That's done through yesev atzadik. He says, in other words, erzeruah la'tzadik, when you plant, it needs to be cultivated. Yosef is called Tzaddik, like you said before. Erzeru ala Tzaddik. Yosef is called Yosef a Tzaddik. So basically, that level of Or needs to be cultivated, just like Malchus's land. Now, the holiest level of Malchus is still called Eretz, land. Now, obviously, one's physical, one's spiritual. But the analogy of it is just like a physical earth. In order for it to produce, you have to plow it, water it, cultivate it, prune it, weed it, and all that stuff. So Eretz of Malchus also needs to be Aveda Sabirurim. Hine Kamei Berz Gashmus. Just like in a physical land, Yesh Beis Minei Tzmicha. There's two types of growth. There's growth, Tzvua Azran Nizroi Midei Shana Ve'elam V'tzayimchim. There is things that you plant every year. Okay, there's like by Shemitah, you have the Din of Sfichin. There are things that you have to plant to grow, and then there are things that just grow by themselves. Why? Because from the previous years, things fell down, and it ended up becoming a seed in the ground, and it produced. So there's one seed, one type of planting, that you have to make it grow. And there's other type of planting that grows by itself. Like wild. Like the svichim, the wild stuff. And they say, Behein nikra svicha da'ar. The mekai ma'aro, he says, that keeps the earth going. And he says, she'iku kima oritz zayde svichim. The primary cultivating of the land is through these svichim. Not so much what a person plants, but what things that grow themselves. Go to the Amazon jungles, all those places. Nobody planted anything. It's just by itself it goes. Kachnim Salamaila Be'eretz Al Yena. The same thing in Eretz Al Yena, which is called Gansa. The garden, Be'etnim Be'ez Bechinus Madregas Elu, there's two types of work. There's a garden up there that you have to work to cultivate, and there's a level in the garden that things grow by themselves. Which is called Erzerua Latzadik. It's planted. You have to work it. And then there's a second level of growth that grows by itself. Mashanizrakva was already a long time ago planted. And then they were just, you know, wild growth or whatever. But Svichim Avsha Ainza Inyanisavasam Shokat Khadosha Mamish. Even though the new growth that grows by itself is not really new, because it's growing from previous things that fell down on the ground and, you know, just started functioning. Nevertheless, yesh b'mayli yaseira, there's an advantage of the svichim sheshoshu gaveya b'yase. It's a much higher level. In other words, there's a level of godliness that's revealed through avodah. Okay? You work, you make a keli, you get godliness. Then there's a second level of godliness that God comes by itself. Svichin. It comes by itself.
Nothing to do with
God. He says it's not brand new because l'peril, it came from stuff planted a long time ago. Being avam seteret sheyetz el agilui. The same thing, that's the level of this hidden love, the level of Yosef. The hidden love, Hagam She'en is Savas Chadosha. Even though it's not a brand new love like the one that comes to meditation. In other words, when you meditate and you create love, that love didn't exist before the meditation. That is a new, like you plant a field, things grow. They weren't there before you planted it. Then there's a second level of Avam Soteres that it comes out. It's not mamish, it's not new because you didn't do anything to make it happen. It just is there. Kameya Ava Neldim Im Kolzeh. Nevertheless, Shosh Gavir Yaseh. It comes from a higher source. Why? Because it's a level that Aveda can't reach.
What is the meaning of the Soteres?
Hidden. Concealed. Seisad. There's a natural instinctive love that every Jew possesses just because they're Jewish. Or convert halachically, so then they had it already, you know, from before. That love is not through the Jews' Avodah. Ava v'yira, that comes through Pesukah de Zimra and that, and all that stuff, v'yohafta, that comes through meditation of the various parts of davening, that is something brand new. Before you meditated, you didn't have it.
Are they totally separate, or does the work enhance the
inherent? You're right, it does, but not in a very direct way. What I work is directly connected to what grows. Right? But the other thing, yeah, it's all interconnected. Previous work, this work, it's, you know, it's still connected. But it's really two distinct loves, or avaida. And one is higher than the next. The hidden love, the svichin, he says, what makes the world go.
Now by the garden in Basil Legani, is which one is it? The one that is grow by itself, or do you grow by
itself? There's two levels there, even in Basil Gani. He speaks of Malchus Dein Sof Lifnei Atzimtzum. That was before Avodah.
Before.
In other words, Hashem says, I'm coming back to my garden where I was before. I was here and I left. That initial garden that was there when Adam Rishon was created, that was not through Avodah. There's no person yet. The Pasuk says there was no person yet to plant the ground. Okay, that level came from a gift from Hashem. The seven sins, like it says over there, checked it out. Then the seven tzaddikim came back. So by Matan Torah, it came back. But that was through the Aveda of seven tzaddikim. It was through Aveda. It wasn't a gift. They had to actually spiritually bring it down. So what they did. So but there's also two of it. There's a gan before Avaida, and there's a gan after Avaida. There's a in the neshama, there's a concealed love that the neshama has to Hashem that's nothing to do with Avaida. It's the gift from above.
Pesach.
Huh?
Pesach.
Pesach? Yeah, but that's here he's speaking about the hidden love of a Yid that just because you're Jewish, you have it.
Rabbi, but the world is not sustained by, it's sustained by what's cultivated, the farm.
No, he says, but the Yid out there says, Iker kima arsai de svichen.
But we don't see that.
I don't know. I'm not a farmer.
I mean, like all the farmers, all the stores, they have the plow, we know that. The more,
that creates a different type of, that's a revealed new type of grain. But there's a lot of self-growth.
But when you go to the supermarket, you're not buying seafood, you're buying cultivated.
Because you're not in the Amazon jungle. Go to the Amazon jungle, you ain't got nothing new. Nobody works anything there.
Is the one that we work, is that limited?
Yeah. Because if, let's speak in the what he's talking about here. The Ava is through Seichel. Based on the Seichel is the Midah. So the more you meditate, the more you're going to have. The deeper you meditate, there's quality and quantity. The deeper you meditate. The deeper you meditate, the deeper you're going to have this revelation of Elokus. So that's dependent on our Avaida. And then there's a level, like, I'll give you an example. In the Sphere Sa'emer, there are 49 levels. That's attainable through Avaida. The 50th level, Avaida cannot give you. Because it's a level that Avaida doesn't touch, can't reach. In a Gashmiistic analogy, like we learned, the love of spouses, friends, all that, is based on behavior. That's the relationship you have, is based on behavior. Then you have parent-child, which is an essential bond, is totally irrelevant to behavior. That level of bond is not connected, is not accomplished anything through behavior. It's an essential bond. That's why when we say, Banim Atam Lashem Elokeichem, means that relationship between a Jew and Hashem is, that, like he says here, that's a gift from above. You are born Jewish, I'm born Jewish, you're the Jewish, that's what you have, you get it. That's not a Veda. That is a level of relationship, Ava, here he's calling it Ava, with Hashem, that a Veda doesn't do anything to. And therefore, Matan Torah had to happen after 49 level days, and then there was a gift from above. Or, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, and the Pasuk Chasreil Matan Elokim, Moshe Rabbeinu was missing a little bit from Hashem, until it says, and the Gemara says, he only reached 49th level. And in Kabbalah it says, this the Gemara doesn't say, but in Kabbalah it says, that the 50th level, which is a gift from above, Moshe Rabbeinu received when he died, and therefore, the Torah says he was buried in Har Nevoi. Nevoi is Nun Boi. That when he died, meaning there was no more Avaida, so then he had the gift from above that was, yes, connected to his Avaida, but it's not really directly in the Avaida. Similar to what the Gemara says, and Chassidus brings this down about the, all this stuff. The Gemara says, if you weren't nice to me, I wouldn't give you a gift. I have to give you a gift. In other words, it's not the pshat you worked and I'm paying you, then it's not a gift. But if you give a bonus, yeah, a bonus is not what they worked because they're getting X amount of money for the job per hour, whatever. So the pay, that's connected to the Aveda. The bonus has nothing to do with Avaida. It's not X amount of money per hour. But that level, by the way, that level, if the worker wasn't a good worker, you wouldn't give him a bonus. I mean, generally speaking. So yes, it's above it, but it's still connected to it. Then there's a second level that has nothing to do with work. Out of the clear blue, you give somebody that you have no connection to whatsoever, you give them a bonus, a gift. That's what he's talking about here. That hidden love that the Jew possessed, which is the level of Yosef HaTzadik, the order that Hashem hid in Torah, or lost in love, whatever, that is the level of the hidden love. And that's higher than the love that comes through Avodah. Even though the love through Avodah is new, you did it, and there's an advantage in what you do over what you're given as a gift from above. Right? If a person is trying to figure something out in learning or whatever, and they do it themselves, it might not be as complete as a person teaching it to you. But when you work on it yourself and you get it, yeah, like the Gemara says, so this always brings it down. A person would rather have one measurement, what he did, than nine measurements what somebody else gives him. Because that's a gift. It's not what you did. So each one has an advantage. There's an advantage of doing something that you do it, even though it might not be as great. In other words, to speak in the yeshiva world. Okay, in the earliest day, you teach him Chumash, you teach him Mishnayos, you teach him Gemara. What's the goal? That they should be able to learn the Gemara on their own. Right? Now, when they learn it on their own, they're not necessarily going to understand it as well as if a teacher teaches it to them. But the uniqueness of it, they did it. It's mine. I did it. The other way is what's called Namaduch Sufa, shame bread. Easy come, easy go. No, that's... Yeah. There is a yichud. There's supposed to be a yichud. Because each one has an advantage the other one doesn't have. Yes? So if you have them both together, you get both advantages. You get the gift from above plus what you did. I wonder what it takes. Okay, you know what? I'll just say that thing and then finished. Okay, let's go. Huh?
It's not donuts.
Not donuts? He's sponsoring the whole of the donut. Okay. Okay. Megame is Ratai number 8, Savashin Izraba Kfar, Shaitse Mitzuteretz, and that's the level of Erzerua. It is already planted. The Alter Rebbe was explaining that when the Pasuk says Ar Zerua LaTzadik, the light that is was Zerua means was planted, not is planted. Zerua is past tense. It means that love was already planted. It's not the Avodah of the Tzadik now. Hashem planted it in the Judah, the Ava Mesuteres. And then Aval Ava, no, the Vinshachim Mizbeinenitz. That's called Avas Elam Kamash Azriya. Shazarin Achter Mechodosh, that comes brand new. The Chol Zriya Savas Elam. Hakol Machinus Yasef HaTzadik. That's the level of Yasef HaTzadik. Shanikar Ginna, the Gensa, Shemenu Nim Shechard, and Malchus and Nikar Gensa, which is the Mark of Neshamas Yisrael. Okay? So now, the Maimer began. And the passage that says, Yosef gathered all the money in the world, you know, and he made it into three treasures. One, Kerech got, one Antonina's got, and the third one's lost in loving. Now, in a spiritual sense, what does that mean? Yosef represents this Ava Mesuteres. And this Ava is divided into three categories. Kerech, Antonina's, and lost in loving. He says, that's what it says, the Yilak and Yosef is called a Kesef. Shubachin is Chesodim, it's all the level of Chesef. Kesef, Kabbalah explains, Kesef is Ava Chesed, and gold is Gvura. believe it or not. That's why kesef, silver, is a whitish color versus gold, which is reddish. Chesed is white, gvura is red. Now, chesed is kesef, therefore there's an interesting argument in the Gemara. The Gemara says there's an argument in the Gemara, what's better, gold or silver? So, one opinion says gold is better, obviously it's more valuable. Other opinion says kesef is better because it's currency. You don't currency with gold. So therefore it's more transactionable. Okay? The difference, it's an interesting argument about Mitzvah. And the Rebbe connects it to another argument in another Gemara in Brachos. That's in Bava Metzia, but there's another Gemara in Brachos that has an argument, who's greater, Tzaddik or Bal Tshuva? One opinion says Tzaddikim are greater, another opinion says Bali Tshuva are greater. What's the argument? One opinion, Tzaddikim have this longing to Hashem, which is called Nichseif Nichsafti, right? I have this longing, say in Yedid Nefesh, right? Nichseif Nichsafti means I have a longing, that's Kesef. Kesef means longing. Tzaddik is the level of kesef. Bali tshuva, because they have this reddish tint, in other red represents evil. So that is the level. So the argument, if gold or silver is better, is really the same argument. What's greater, a tzaddik or bali tshuva? One is ava, one is yira. One is bittel, one is ava. So it's the same interesting argument, what's greater? So he says, when it says Yosef gathered all the kesef, that means he gathered all the ahava, which is chesef, which is kesef. Okay? So Yosef gathered the ahava mesuteres, the ahava in ahava, and in the revealed Ava, and he brought it base of Pare. He says, what did he do with all the money that he brought? So the Pasuk says he brought it to the house of Pare. What's the house of Pare? Malchus, that's called Amadis Gaushu, Markin Shamas Yisrael. So Yosef gathered all this level of Ava and he brought it into Malchus, meaning he revealed it within the Jew. Yeah, between Zohar and Malchus. And he says, "V'zel inyan sholish matmani es hitman Yosef." It's known in Kisei Arizal that Chesed mischalik b'gimel prokim. Chesed, it says in Kabbalah, Chesed is divided into three. I know what it means. Shlish elyon is Helen v'Hester. They're called Chesedim v'Chusim, hidden Chesed, and Beish Lish mizgalim, and two thirds are revealed. So he says, the third, two of the three were revealed. Okay, it says in Kabbalah, whatever it means, I don't know. In Kabbalah it says, there's three levels of chesed. Two are revealed, one is concealed. Okay? So the same thing, two are revealed with the two revealed treasures that Yosef had. One Kairach got, one Antoninus got. And the third level of the chesed, the money, which was hidden for tzaddikim lasid lavei, that's the level, the third level of chesed, which is hidden. Okay. Which is the level you say. Okay, that's it. My misdone. Anyway, so Yosef gathered all the levels of Ava that there are. Two he revealed, one to Kedach, one to Antoninus. And then the third one is the hidden love, which Hashem hid in Teda, or Chesed. Light, Ava, he hid in lost in love for Tzaddikim. That's the Ava Mesuteres that's going to be revealed when Mashiach comes. But if you notice, all of these three are offshoots of one gathering of money. It comes in the original source, but there's a hidden level and then there's the revealed levels.
What about Bitcoin?
Bitcoin.
There's nothing inherent about it at all.
It's hot air.
It is nothing.
Do you know when overnight in the banks, trillions and trillions of dollars are changed? There's no money. It's all
it's just
numbers.
It's,
yeah. It's nothing. The truth is, a dollar bill is also nothing. It's a piece of paper.
No, it used to be. They used to print it, against gold.
Right. How much
current?
Now they just print. That's called inflation, by the way.
Yeah. Now they just have to go back to silver coin.
You know, the Rebbe used to give out at one time silver dollars.
Oh,
oh boy. He has a cover. You know what protected you? The shiur.
Hey, have a good day.
Have a good day.
4:40.
No, it's getting late. It's 4:26. Last week was 4:25. It's moving up. Oh!
1 minute! 1 minute!
We're having a problem.
I really miss getting it.
You know what I have? Is, I have an air mattress.
Okay.
And it has a pump.
See?
With a little tube that will go right into that.
That's going to work. You need a Venturi. You need a... You need a... If you bring it into that bag with a, such a small fan, you're not going to get... You're not
even,
gonna,
even a big fan, I don't think it would do it in there. For the concrete.
When you come from the fan to the reducer, how do you seal it?
Which one?
You said you have a bag.
Oh, the bag?
Yeah.
It was sealed good except for the back end, but you can't seal the back end because the fan has to draw air in. But it was the fan is sealed all the way around with the bag. And then the pipe was
it's not efficient.
Sitting in the bag. Yeah. I thought the pressure in there would make it flow, but it...
Does your wife have a blow dryer? Try it.
We could just turn the blow dryer on in the room.
No, just to try. No, no. Just...
No, if you just blow on it like that, it works.
So the, you know, the problem is the fan.
Yeah.
It's good, I'm sure.
Yeah. And there probably is no such thing as a quiet fan that'll make a high velocity
in a
small
day.
Area like that. That's why when they build these things, you know, we had one in our house 50 years ago.
Oh,
55 years ago. And it had 1-inch pipes, maybe even 1.5-inch. So that way, you know, things just moving.
You need a huge fan.
Yeah, but it was a big fan, but it didn't make a lot of noise because you only have to move the air. You don't have to blow. It doesn't have to be a wind. It just has to move. But I don't have room in this fireplace to put more than 1/2-inch behind it. That's why I told you it has to be 1/2-inch pipe. So this pipe fit great.
And that shop like is
the diameter only at 9. Is too small. You need a high velocity to go through that diameter.
I think your issue is not the diameter of the pipe.
Yeah.
I think the issue is two things. One, the fan.
Yeah.
And two, how you bringing the air. Master John, thank you again.
You're welcome. Charge so you can use it.
Thank you so much. Thank you. How you bring the air in. I think your fan is very small.
Right.
And then you're losing a lot of air.
Right. For sure. If you feel behind the fan, you could feel it all coming out the back.
Oh, right. See? So what do you expect? What do you expect?
I thought with the pressure inside the bag that it would go out the tube. But the problem is a long way out.
You don't have any pressure. It's a little tiny fan. What do you...
It's quiet.
Oh, by the way.